This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Corporate profits are one way to track where the economy might be going. Bonds are another. We talk about that every now and then. Oil, for sure. Also, copper. It's used widely, shall we say, and its price can be a pretty good barometer. And over the past 6 weeks or so, it has kind of been flashing red, down more than 10%. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that one.
The story with copper, simply put, is too much supply and not enough demand. And China, which uses half the world's supply, is a big part of that story.
They've been building real estate ferociously for decades, it seems like, and they simply have enough stock now.
Chris Batai, an adjunct research fellow at Columbia's Center on Global Energy Policy, says as growth pulls back,
they don't need to keep building infrastructure and all the wiring and everything that goes with that.
Rising interest rates are contributing to weaker demand around the world. Traders are seeing that reflected in rising stockpiles of copper. Philip Strebel, chief market strategist at Blue Line Futures, has been keeping a close eye on them.
For 23 consecutive days now, there has been an inflow of copper, so the inventories are building.
Strebel says the market's dour now, but he sees opportunity down the road.
It could take months for a bottom to form, but we think ultimately it's going to take off to the upside. There's just so much infrastructure that needs to be replaced and improved on.
Here in the U.S., that includes improvements to the grid as electrification takes off and renewables gain more market share. Meanwhile, while China's slowing down, India may be on its way up, says Eli Tesfai, senior market strategist at RJO Futures.
Infrastructure is going to be an investment area for Indian government. Maybe there would be the catalyst for global economic improvement.
Which means the long-term prognosis for Dr. Copper could be looking up. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.